morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing hump day. Happy mother effing Wednesday. You'll have to forgive me. I know you can't see it. You can hear me, but I know you can't see it. It's because my eyes itch. So if I kind of pause, it's probably because I'm rubbing my eyes. It happens. I had horrible allergies growing up as a kid. Now, granted, they've quelled down a whole lot. Now they only tend to flare up when the weather changes, which it is now. We have a small cold front here. You know, it's hard to call it a cold front nowadays, especially in Texas. It's not where it's at. I wish we had the old cold fronts where it came back in around end of August, beginning of September, where it would be actually cold outside. And it's not that anymore, and it sucks, but it is what it is. Anyway, I think we need to go ahead and get into it, because it's that middle of the week shit and we need that middle of the week motivation. So of course, if you didn't already know it, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. Do you want to be the person that becomes better or becomes bitter? I say that because when you think about who you are as an individual, what you want to do within your life, how you want to live out the way that you want to live out the rest or the remainder of your life, what influences you? Do you go by the beat of your own drum? Do you go by the beat of someone else's drum? And the reason I ask that is because so many of us, and it's a fantastic, fantastically huge number of us in the world. Currently, those who have long since passed, as well as those who have yet to endure such things, we tend to regret a lot of things that we have done or did not do. And regret is one hell of a thing. And that's why I opened up with saying, do you want to be bitter or better, or better or bitter, whichever one I said first. The thing about that bitter is that it's birthed out of that regret. Because what happens when you go about your life and you have dreams and aspirations of wanting to do something and you don't, and then you realize that all that time has passed, what happens is you tend to look back and you have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Oh, I could have done this, but you know, this happened, or I should have done this, but that happened, or I would have done that, but this happened over here. And it's just, you become that person, you know, that talks about that, the could have beens and the have nots. And the problem is that because it's some unfulfilled deal, you begin to question why you didn't do it. And because there's no way to kind of rectify that, what happens is you then become bitter because there's really no coming back from having that chance pass you by and not being able to take advantage of it then. Because at this point now, it doesn't seem to work. Because I mean, there's a lot of older people who will go about their lives and talk about, you know, their yesteryears where everything was fantastic, where if you looked a certain way back then and now you're not as attractive or as appealing as you were before, and you either could have been a model or actor or something, and it's not as appealing for you to be that now because time has gone against you. So then you become bitter because of what has transpired and what prevented you from doing so, or what prevented you from achieving said goal or going after it. And that's the, and that's another thing, is that achievement is not necessarily the goal or the reason why or the offset to being bitter. Because see, if you achieve something, yeah, cool, you got it. But the thing is, trying will also prevent that bitterness from happening, because that the act of trying won't necessarily give you that regret, because at least you went after it. At least you tried. At least you made the attempt. And that's the thing, making the attempt. And because I've talked about failure here, you can make the attempt and still fail. And that's the thing about failure, is that failure promotes growth. And when you promote that growth through that failure, because you learn from your mistakes, you become better. And that's the thing. That's the ultimate goal right there. Just being better than you were before. Progression over perfection. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to do better each and every day. That's it. That's it. Just strive for progression. And when you do that, you feel better about yourself, because you making the attempts, no matter how many attempts it takes for you to actually learn something or grow from something, the fact is you're still going out there and you're building up those calluses within you that make it easier for you to go out and venture and try more things. I think I talked about this yesterday. I'm sure things tend to run together, and I sometimes forget part of what I talk about. Not all the time, but that's the thing though. That's the thing, is just going after it. You don't necessarily have to succeed. There's always going to be something that you're going to be able to succeed at. It may not be the thing that you want, but it's better than being bitter. It's better to have tried and failed. Like they say, it's better to have tried and failed than never have tried at all. There's no better saying than that. Because you don't have the regret when you try. Because you tried. How many people in this world can sit here and say they wanted to go after something and say that they actually went after it and failed, or tried and failed? It's far less than those who want to do something and say they want to do something and never go after it. It's far less than that. So this is why you need to set yourself apart from that huge percentage and just try. You may not be the best at it right now, but if you keep going after, you keep trying, you keep progressing, who's to say that you don't become better? Who's to say that you don't become the best? When you don't give yourself a chance, you've already lost. That's the thing. You've already lost if you don't try. It's the same thing as not asking questions. If you never ask, the answer is always going to be no. If you never try, then you're already telling yourself, I'm not going to make it. Give yourself a chance. Invest in you. Be your biggest fan. Period. Point blank. Plain and simple. So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Remember, be better, not bitter. Fuck all that regret and just try. Go after it. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.